This is an ABC 10 News update.
Good evening, I'm Nia Watson in the ABC 10 News studio. Happening Sunday, MTS bus drivers are expected to vote on a new contract offer. Drivers have been on strike for 3 weeks now. This past Wednesday, an official from the union that represents the bus drivers told us negotiations with Transdev, the company that operates the buses, were unsuccessful. However, Saturday, Transdev told us those negotiations were productive and both sides agreed on several things, including wages and access to restrooms. The union official says Transdev gave the union a final offer, which is expected to be taken to drivers Sunday for a vote, but he suspects they won't accept it. Meantime, routes out of the South Bay are still operating at only about 3% of coverage. Routes out of East County are running at about 85%. While it sure doesn't feel like summer yet, the county's annual Cool Zones program is now open. These are locations across the county, including libraries and community centers. They're a free way to give people safe, air-conditioned places to escape the extreme heat. The Cool Zones program runs through the end of October. All right, turning now to ABC 10 News Pinpoint Weather. Erica Moses Small with a look at the forecast. Speaking of weather, it's been pretty gloomy lately.
It's been really up and down, right? Story of the weekend, I mean, at least we've had some sun peek out for the afternoons. And thankfully, we're going to see that for Sunday as well. But then starting Monday, doom gloom is back. That marine layer is not going to burn off quite the same way. Now, really, we can see an even bigger difference between Sunday and Monday when we look at our valley neighborhoods. A high of 71 for Sunday. Bit of a cloudy morning, but still on Monday, it'll be a little bit gloomier, certainly not as much as the coast, but the temperatures also don't even start to rebound until we get to Thursday. Now, the biggest difference comes in the mountain communities. A low pressure system's coming through, cooling down our temperatures, gives them lots of wind Monday, wind gusts up to 45 miles per hour, but at least the desert gets out of triple digits.